Welcome back to Tanglewood. I'm Ron Delachiesa from WCRB Boston. After a short intermission, this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert with conductor Juan Jimeno will continue with Beethoven's Symphony No. 7. Well, for several years now, Nikolaus Znaider, the soloist we heard in the first half of this concert, has performed on a 1741 Guarnieri del Gesù violin that was once the instrument of the legendary Fritz Kreisler, as we mentioned. And earlier today, he said that playing Brahms here in the shed reminds him of what makes his violin such a special instrument.
It has almost its own resonance chamber, it feels like. Some violins need the external chamber, the concert hall, to help give it body and help you feel that you get the full experience of sound. But this violin, in the worst of acoustics, in the dry Italian theaters that you sometimes wind up in, never fails to amaze me, the kind of quality of sound and beauty of sound that it can produce. So this is never a problem. Its sound, I feel, fits that kind of music perfectly well.
That's violinist Nikolaus Znaider, and here are those qualities in a more intimate setting. Recorded in WCRB's Fraser Performance Studio, Nikolaus Znaider is joined by pianist Deborah DeWolf Emery in Kreisler's Liebeslied, or Love's Sorrows.
Thank you.
Delightful piece written by violinist Fritz Kreisler. That was Liebeslied, Love's Sorrows, performed by violinist Nikolai Snyder, playing the violin Kreisler himself played, and pianist Deborah DeWolf Emery in WCRB's Fraser Performance Studio. Well, each summer, Tanglewood is not only the home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, but also the musicians of the Tanglewood Music Center, or TMC, drawn from around the country and beyond. These young professionals are at the very early stages of developing their lives in music, and their performances reflect an incredible range of energy and ability. Here's one example. From a concert at Seijozawa Hall on July 24th, Vinay Parameswaran leads the TMC Orchestra in Dawn and Sunday Morning from Britain's 4C Interludes from Peter Grimes. Thank you. The opening parts of Benjamin Britten's 4C interludes from Peter Grimes. From a performance earlier this summer by the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra, led by TMC conducting fellow Vinay Paramaswaran. The TMC Orchestra gives its final performance of the summer on Sunday, August 20th, when Paul Lewis is the soloist in Beethoven's third piano concerto, and Andras Nelsons conducts Richard Strauss's An Alpine Symphony. For more information about that concert and the rest of the Tanglewood season, start at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. And stay with us. Beethoven's Seventh Symphony with Juan Omena is coming up in this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert, a WCIB broadcast coming to you from the Kuzovitsky Music Shed here at Tanglewood. From WCRB, welcome back to Tanglewood. I'm Ron Della Chiesa, and the Boston Symphony Orchestra concert with conductor Juan Omena will continue in just a few minutes with the Symphony No. 7 by Beethoven. Symphony No. 7 by Beethoven has been a favorite of BSO audiences here in the Berkshires since even before there was a Tanglewood festival. On August 13, 1936, Serge Koussevitzky led the piece to open what was known at that time as the Berkshire Music Festival. And beyond its performance at that first BSO concert in the Berkshires, Beethoven's Seventh was also on the music stands in August of 1990 at the Shed for the final concert conducted by Leonard Bernstein. That said, it doesn't take a special occasion by the BSO to perform Beethoven's Seventh. It's an enduring masterpiece, each part of it an exploration of movement as expressed through music. While all of the composer's symphonies are built on the foundations of Mozart and Haydn, each of them leans strongly either back into the past or forward into the future. The Symphony No. 7 falls into the latter category. When he wrote the work, Beethoven's groundbreaking music had been more or less integrated into the expectations of audiences in Vienna. But for the composer, it was time for a new paradigm. The Eroica and the Fifth Symphonies expressed an internal struggle against dark forces we can all relate to. And in the Sixth, Beethoven channeled human emotions in relation to nature, pastoral. For the Seventh, he turned to the elemental, maybe even primal qualities of dance and the variety of pulses that lay beneath dances of every kind. As human beings, each of us feels the strong and weak beats of an internal pulse through our heartbeats and breaths. In the Seventh Symphony, Beethoven touches that process through a range of pulses throughout the four movements of the piece. A slow, grandiose opening transitions into driving repetition in the first movement. The second movement's stately and mysterious variations are built in a constant gentle pulse that never wavers. The third movement might be the most conventional of the four, and as such, it sets the stage perfectly for the astonishing, almost frenzied rush of the last movement, one of the most exuberant conclusions to any symphony in the repertoire. And we're about to hear it to close out this program from Tanglewood tonight. Just a few moments. Here he is, coming on stage on cue, our conductor Juan Omena. To continue this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert, we'll hear Beethoven's Symphony No. 7 from WCRB. Just heard the Symphony No. 7 by Ludwig van Beethoven, performed in concert here at Tanglewood by the Boston Symphony Orchestra and conductor Juan Homena. He's chief conductor of the BBC Philharmonic in Manchester, United Kingdom, one of Spain's most distinguished international conductors. Cheers and bravos from the audience here in the Kuzovitz Music Shed for the Beethoven 7th, premiered in December 1813, part of ceremonies around the Congress of Vienna, the premiere of the 7th under Beethoven's Baton was one of the triumphant moments of his life. For the first of many times a slow movement had to be encored, the newspaper reported from the audience a general pleasure that rose to ecstasy, kind of like what we're experiencing here tonight at Tanglewood. Juan Homena, back on the program, on the podium, following his Berlin Philharmonic debut and return appearances with the New York Philharmonic. He made debuts this season with the Rotterdam Philharmonic, the New World Symphony, and the Swedish Radio Orchestra. Now pointing to different sections of the orchestra. They're all standing now, along with our conductor, Juan Homena, reaches over and shakes hands with to concertmaster Malcolm Lowe. Most appreciative audience here, applauding our conductor and the members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Leonard Bernstein conducted his final performance here in August of 1990. I attended that performance. It was an event anybody who was here will never forget. Many realized that when he conducted the Beethoven 7th, that probably would be the last performance he conducted, but his force still remains here at Tanglewood. There's a bust of Leonard Bernstein at Highwood, donated to the Boston Symphony by John Williams. And of course, next year, the big centennial of Leonard Bernstein here at Tanglewood. The celebrations. Juan Homena back on the podium. He's been the artistic director of the Bilbao Symphony Orchestra, chief guest conductor of the Orchestra Teatro Calaferice in Genoa, and also principal guest conductor of the Bergen Philharmonic. Made his symphony debut in July 2010 here at Tanglewood, and back here tonight, enjoying a wonderful response from the audience. He's back in the podium, bows deeply, and now heads to the stage door. Now remember, you can hear Tanglewood concerts on demand at our website, classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood, where you'll also find our complete broadcast schedule, as well as a link to the Tanglewood box office to help plan your own trip to this beautiful place in the Berkshires. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston and the Boston Symphony, wish to acknowledge the many generous donors who make these Tanglewood concerts possible. We're also indebted to the musicians of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and to the Boston Musicians Association for their support of these broadcasts. All of us urge you to attend concerts here at Tanglewood and throughout the community. This broadcast of the Boston Symphony is produced on air and online by Brian McCreath. Our audio producer is Antonio Oliad Ross, and the recording engineer is Nick Squire, with assistance from Joel Watts. For the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra recording, we heard at intermission, the audio producer is Tim Martin, and the recording engineer is Jennifer Nelson, with post-production by Carl Tabeau. Our thanks to the staff of the Tanglewood Music Center for making that performance available. And as always, our thanks to Bernadette Horgan and Taryn Lott of the Boston Symphony Press Office, Mark Mandel and Robert Kurzinger of the BSO Publications Department, Bruce Creditor and Lynn Larson of the BSO Personnel Office, and the entire BSO and Tanglewood staff for all their help with our broadcasts. I'm Ron Della Chiesa at the Kuzovitsky Music Shed here at Tanglewood.